You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
I am having a great time with a person who pays it forward every day. It's my friend TL. He's got a fancy title. What's that title?
So, Jim, nice to see you. Great being here on the show. I'm with Gibraltar Private. I'm the Senior Vice President, Director of Growth Strategies and Client Experience.
Well, listen, I want to talk a little bit about the hurricane, and I'm going to talk a little bit about my experiences. I know TL lives in my neighborhood. He had a little bit of the same experience. The hurricane was kind of hit some people, didn't hit others. In my building was a perfect example. Half the building got waxed. The other half, the people come out of their house with perfume and fully coiffed like nothing ever happened. There were people swimming in the pool today. We even noticed that they were swimming in the pool. But the whole experience started about a week early when I went out and I went shopping. I bought my water, the pallet, right after I was done. The guy refilled the pallet. By the time I finished walking through Target, it was done, and I knew the panic was on. I turned to my mom and I said, "You're getting out of town." She said, "No, I'm not." I said, "Yes, you are." She said, "No, I'm not." I said, "Yes, you are." I said, "Turn on the TV." You know what she said after that? She said, "Yes, I am." Thank God. It was the best part because I didn't have one person to worry about. Then the hurricane comes. My wife thinks I'm full of it, so she won't wrap her stuff up. Well, my stuff was wrapped up. And she finally, when she realized how serious it was, you know, Vivian's really sick, she looked up from her bed and with her big, fat, swollen red eyes from the dialysis, not from crying, because she's tough as nails and always happy. And she looked at me and she said, "Honey, please don't let me die." And that's the way the hurricane started for me. And what I said to her was, "You can damn well rest assured that nothing's happened on my watch." And so we went to the hotel, and we got to the hotel. The hotel had, I called five different times. They had said, "Yes, you're in, yes, you're in." And then I got there. They said, "No, you're out. We have to make room for all of these first responders," because I had picked a Cat 5 secure hotel. I know where to go when you're trying to save somebody's life. I had pre-staged my car on Monday. You didn't even evacuate till Friday. So, yes, we all know I'm crazy. But I did save Vivian's life. We got to the hotel. She complained. The first thing she complained about was the party in the room next door. Who was partying in the room next door? It was the people that were about to work 48 straight hours. It was FEMA and ICE and all those other people. God bless them. I went in there and gave them ice cubes. And then, you know, it was actually absolutely great. We stayed at the hotel. We were surrounded by EMS. The Dunkin' Donuts was open the whole time, but EMS didn't get there till the third day we were there, so the donuts kind of ran out that third day. But we were really lucky. When we were walking by the EMS folks, they had been at the head of the line, and they sat and they talked to us. They let us sit in their cart. I got a great photo with me and selfie with me and the EMS thing, and the Vivian was there. And they were at the head of the line in front of the police department. The police department knew what was going to happen, but they couldn't stop them. That's right. They offered to buy us a donut. They wouldn't even let me pay them back. EMS, the people that are out there saving everybody's life, wouldn't even let me pay me back. And I found out what the most important thing to have is, other than gas in your generator.
What is that, Jim?
Water and Gatorade. Ice water and Gatorade, again, pre-staged at my house. So when the guys walked the drywall up 26 stories because my window blew out, I had Gatorade and ice water for them, and since I was already up there, they knew I had done it too. Not necessarily with drywall, but I mean with it's not drywall, it's plywood. But they were awesome. And then we got the call Saturday night. We were in our second Saturday we evacuated. We were in our new hotel. Thank you to Bo Ashbell and the folks at the Hampton Inn on Biscayne and 34th. I want to thank Wes, and I want to thank Malcolm, and I want to thank Tim and the whole team over there. They were great. They treated us like gold. And Saturday night, my phone rang. They must have done it twice, the same number, because I have the do not disturb thing on my iPhone. And it came through, and it was 273. I go, "Honey, 273, that's the kidney people. I'm picking it up." And it was. They had a kidney for Vivian. But they warned us that it was a high-risk kidney, that we should be aware at 6 o'clock that Sunday morning they might call us. But they were watching the kidney. The kidney's a hydraulic thing, and so they weren't sure it was going to work. But we should be ready. And we got the call. And my gosh, we spun her up, and we got her over there, and the kidney pictures and all. And we got a call at 8 o'clock that they were rejecting the kidney because it failed some of their tests. So we still need a kidney, but we're still positive. Vivian survived. She's... She's the toughest thing I've ever seen in my life. She's tougher than a $3 steak. Did I really just say that?
Yes,
that
was, you did.
That was pretty good, actually.
That's tough.
That was pretty good. Now, TL, let's talk a little bit about what you got going on. You're heading down to the Keys. What's going on about
sure.
that?
Well, I think everybody knows from just watching the news that the Keys were hard hit. They pretty much got a direct hit in the Southern Keys. So what I'm doing with a couple of my friends, we're loading up the SUV. We're taking down some cold fruit and some watermelon and some water and Gatorade. Water and Gatorade.
Ice right? Gatorade.
Yeah, absolutely. We're icing it all down, getting our work gloves. I'm getting my toolbox, and we're hitting the road. We're going to go down to the lower Keys that were the worst hit.
Can I tell you, man, you got to have a couple spiked watermelons in there for happy hour. I've had those. Those are just
we're
going to awesome.
Hold those back, though, for us.
I was right? going to say, well, yeah. you know, listen, man, it's all about transparency. You got to tell them to come back at 5 o'clock.
Exactly.
All right.
Yeah, we got good work to do down there. I know there have been a lot of people from Miami that have been going down the past weekend, I guess one or two weekends to help. Folks are getting things down there, but the thing is the exhaustion is setting in. So just when new faces and other sets of hands show up, they're so glad to see people from this community go down there.
It'll re-energize it. And that's what I wanted to really talk about is I wanted to talk about the community coming together. So I talked a little bit about how the guys came up and they walked up the plywood up the 26 stories. There's about 150 people, I got to call them refugees, I can't believe them, that are from Venezuela. And the most poignant moment of this entire time was I had been coming in and out and I had seen them all in all their shirts and everything else. And they were still, you know, hadn't really gotten the construction uniform where they're green and they're orange and other stuff. They'd all been just dressed like people. And there was a mom and her daughter and they had the hat of Venezuela. And that's when I got up, went into the office of the building and lost it.
Wow.
Well, yeah. I saw my in-laws. I saw all of the people that had arrived before. We don't do politics, but the president's got to take a look at this issue. Mm-hmm. Because these people are here, and they're rebuilding. And these are not day laborers.
Right.
These are doctors and lawyers and university students and people of faith. And their spirit just is – it lifts me up. Mm-hmm. It lifts me up, and that's why I got so sad. So I have some friends, and I brought them over, and they've been interviewing some of these people, and they're picking them up off the job and giving them more permanent jobs. So if anybody, by the way, is out there and would like to meet some of these amazing people, you know how to get me. You can email me, jim@freedonbusiness. You can call me. You hear the number constantly, 305-773-6300. If you could use some hardworking people who are willing to start at the bottom and work their way up and are amazing, call me. Because it's not just about Gatorade and ice water. It's about helping them take the next step and making a life for themselves and their families in the future. So now I want to go back and talk a little bit about what happened, what's been happening with Vivian. So Vivian had all this water built up because she wasn't able to dialyze for 4 days. She almost bought the farm, but she's tough. She survived. Most of the other people had to go to the emergency room. She made it. But now they can't take all that water built off up in one day. They're really trying hard and they're really giving her big dialysis. And so last week while I was at Rosh Hashanah services and there's a prayer that talks about who shall live and who shall die. That's about the same time that they were reviving her three different times last week.
Wow.
Yeah, that's right. I'm not saying that to be heavy, TL. I'm saying that to be accurate.
Sure.
People need to know that my wife needs a kidney transplant and what it means. And I'm out there on social media and I want to tell you what happens. People respond. We've had a beautiful group of people that have responded. 15, 20 people have matched and gotten dates but backed out because it's very hard to go all the way on this. I know I tried, and when I was considering it, it still made me nervous, and it's my wife. That's why I've lost all this weight was I've tried to be able to donate a kidney to my wife, but I just can't. And so I've lost another 5 pounds on what I call the hurricane diet. I ate bunches of donuts, but I must have done 10 or I probably did 25,000 steps each day for like a week.
Going up and down those stairs.
Oh, man. One time, just because I forgot my keys, that's how you know you're in good shape. Maybe not mentally, but at least physically. Wanda, take it away. We're going to talk a little bit about the hurricane on the backside. We're going to talk about living donors. We're going to talk about more about the Venezuelans, business meetings, Bruce Turkell, all kinds of great stuff in the next half. TL, you going to stick around?
Jim, I would love to.
I love you, man. Wanda, rock me.
Darling, you got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end.